It's 9:34. Good day, GTA. I'm Jean Stillwell, here with Mike Duncan.
Going up to a high of 7 degrees today. Rain on and off. Winds gusting out of the west, 50 kilometers an hour. But we're spared all that snow that they got to the north.
Yes, sure.
And the west of us. Coming up on, starting on May 7th, it's the 7th season of Organics. Now, this is a big festival. Featuring a solo and ensemble organ music. Leading world stage musicians show up, and it's a tremendous thing. And joining us in the studio right now is producer and artistic director Gordon Mansell. Good morning.
Good morning. It's great to be here. Thank you.
7 seasons.
Yes.
How has it changed?
Well, I guess...
It's gotten bigger.
It's gotten a lot bigger, yes.
Imagine.
When we first started, it was mostly building awareness of the instrument. People really don't have a handle on what it is. They think it's the little organ that you hear at the funeral home or at the church.
Yeah, you know, outside of the church, there's not a...
That's right. And so over the years, we've built up an audience and greater awareness of the vast repertoire for organ music. And, you know, it's just grown.
Is the type of organ you're playing primarily a pipe organ?
Yes. This is all featuring pipe organs in great architectural places. These are massive instruments, and, you know, the pipe organ is the largest musical instrument that is made by mankind.
Yeah, it's true.
Not very portable.
No, that's for sure.
And there's not very many, many builders, so, I mean, the competition isn't so bad, is it?
Competition? Not between builders. No. Well, yes, there's competition, but the competition really is, you know, in Toronto, we have a whole lot of arts and performances to choose from. So anytime I see anybody sitting there waiting for an organ concert, I'm thankful because, you know, diversions are everywhere.
Sure.
It's true.
What are some of the organs you'll be playing?
Well, we're at Metropolitan United, which is Canada's largest pipe organ. We're also at...
How do you measure that? Is that by size or is that by volume? Or is it both?
No, volume can be as quiet as you know, church mouse, and as huge. No, it's generally measured by the number of keyboards and the number of pipes. So in Metropolitan, there's well over 8,500 pipes. So it's a huge... Yeah.
Is it that? I didn't realize it was that many.
How does that compare with St. James Cathedral?
St. James Cathedral, Metropolitan is a 5-manual instrument, and St. James is a 4-manual instrument. Right. So you're looking at more around 6,500 pipes.
That's interesting.
Wow. All right. Now you have all kinds. I mean, the great thing about the Organics Festival is that there are gala performances, there are lunchtime performances.
Yes.
If you have a love of organ, you have no excuse.
Even if, yes, that's for sure. And if you just have a love of phenomenal musicianship, you have no excuse either because, you know, we have a gala performance, of course, but we also have, these are free concerts.
Yeah.
And even
that's
the gala performances are free to those 18 years of age and under.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Canada's best deal.
Tell us about who you're bringing in this year.
This year, we are opening up with an Italian organist, Massimo Nozzetti. And he is performing with a 32-piece orchestra conducted by Philip Cerebura. And we have a trumpet virtuoso. It's Michael Barth. And that's the first week. And the week isn't over, and we're having Nigel Potts and Jeremy Filsell come.
Now, this is the Rachmaninoff Piano
that's
Concerto
correct.
Number 2?
Yes.
That's going to be amazing.
Well, that is phenomenal. It's a wall of sound. It's just extraordinary. But it's not only just piano and organ. Then we have also piano. Jeremy is going to play Rhapsody in Blue, which is, just adding a lot of flavor and texture to a concert.
Will you be adding any choral music?
This year we do not have choral music. We normally have every other year choral music. This year is not that year.
I see.
Yeah.
Now, I was a little bit confused when I was looking at this, because this is the 7th season.
Yes.
Yet it's called Organics 12.
Yes, I'm just
for the year 2012.
For the year 2012, yes.
It just came to me. There are days, I swear, where
you're right on the money.
I just don't get things.
That's okay.
That's all right, Mike. We still love you.
But what you've done is a lot of people have that question. So what you've done is you've asked it, and I've answered it.
See, there we go. We've got that all out. What do you find? I mean, you've been doing this now for 7 seasons. Do you find young people coming to these?
And more,
it's growing with them.
Yes, it is. Originally, it was established because I was at the Faculty of Music, mm-hmm. and I noticed over 4 years, maybe only four people taking up the organ.
Really?
And, you know, you see massive numbers of people taking piano and even more the violin. So there wasn't a lot of authority there. Mm. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering, well, how are we going to build more people to take organ as a viable performance instrument? Mm-hmm. And so this was one way, and so now we have quite a few people in the Faculty of Music. I won't say Organics had anything to do with it, but it is also a venue for emerging artists to perform alongside seasoned international artists.
Mm-hmm. Will you be playing, Gordon?
Not this year.
Ah,
there's just so much stress and detail putting on a festival to also perform. I did that 1 year, and it was, my mind was all over the place.
Sure.
I can just imagine. And the other great thing about this is that people can buy a festival pass or a build your own pass.
Yes. Yes.
So you're really flexible that way.
That's right. It's a lot more economical. Even the festival is a fabulous value, but it's more value to build your own pass as well.
Now, I can imagine you're probably working on the 8th Festival already, are you?
8th Festival is already booked.
So you're working on the 9th, is what you're telling me.
I will be starting the 9th, yes.
Oh, there's an organized gentleman.
Wow. Well, I want to wish you all the best for
Absolutely.
This year and continuing years. It's a fantastic event. Thank mm-hmm. you so much for
Thank
coming
you.
In today.
Thank you.
Can I give the
I was just
going to
do it.
Oh,
I
excellent.
Was just going to do that for you.
Okay. Thank
all
you.
All right. We've been speaking to producer and artistic director Gordon Mansell of the Big Organics Festival. A music festival unlike any other as it's billed, and indeed it is. If you want to get more information on this, you can go to their website, which is www.organics, that's O-R-G-A-N-I-X, concerts.ca. And it all kicks off on May 7th. Gordon, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you.